Bentornati tutti e buongiorno Marco.
Welcome back to the second episode of Italia Andiamo.
Come va?
Bene, grazie. Tu come stai, Martin?
Va?
Va, all right. I was hoping you would say something that was not bene, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense what we said last time, right?
Absolutely. I was going to say non male, but I just thought I'd say va because I had a question about that. I thought, if you can say va, can you also say non va?
It's a good question, I would say. You can definitely say that. It makes sense because we use the verb andare a lot in Italian. Well, to go, obviously. So if you go somewhere, but we also use it for like objects, right? To say something works or doesn't work. So la TV non va, the television doesn't work. So it applies nicely to humans as well. It makes sense, I would say. So yeah, non va is fine.
Okay, no, but I also with you explaining about the chow, which I thought was really good, and I explained, I told that story to so many people about chow, where it came from, and somebody told me a story back, so I'm going to share that about where goodbye came from, and apparently goodbye, and I was not aware of this, is a shortened down version of God be with you.
Ah, that makes sense. It sounds so like Texan.
Texan, okay, yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. I didn't know that. Okay.
Well, you'll be able to share that story with lots of people this week.
Well, I will do. I will do. I love it.
Excellent. So what are we going to do with this second episode then, Marco?
Well, we were saying that probably numbers is a good thing to talk about because we use them obviously a lot, and you need to know some numbers if you go to Sorrento. You know, if you want to have the right number of cars for rent, you need to say the right number of cars, right? Or you're gonna get like 10.
I'm hoping I'm only getting one. It's already dangerous enough driving in Italy without 10 cars.
Absolutely. But yeah, let's get into that, right? Shall we?
Yeah, great. Okay, where are we going to start with the numbers 1 to 10?
Okay, so why don't we do this? Why don't you try and just say them and see if you know them, 1 to 10.
Okay. Well, I'll start with zero because I'm presuming zero is the same. I've never actually said it before, but and would you pronounce
Okay.
it zero with the
Very
Z?
good.
Yeah.
Very good. Zero. Yes.
Zero. Okay. Uno, due, tre, quattro, cinque, sei, sette, otto, nove, dieci.
Absolutely, that sounds perfect. I'll repeat them. Just your accent was really good. But zero, uno, due, tre, quattro, cinque, sei, sette, otto, nove, dieci.
Perfetto.
Very good, very nice. So when you go to Sorrento, when do you expect you will be using numbers?
I guess it's they will jump out in conversations, especially when you're paying for things. I think that's going to be the thing,
Right.
isn't it? You know, when I go into a shop to buy some lemons to go in my gin and tonic, I need to know,
Yeah.
first of all, how many lemons I'm buying, and then secondly, how much it's going to cost me for these lemons.
Very good, very good. So do you know how, for example, we could say, I don't know, 250 in Italian?
Ah, I see. Now that is going to be the thing, isn't it? Because I obviously do it, and I'm quite comfortable with saying I'm quite comfortable with saying euro, but it's not euro, is it? It could because of the pronunciation. Euro,
Euro. There you
euro.
go. Yeah.
Okay, so due euro, but then should it not be euri because it's plural?
Solid question. Solid question. I don't know why specifically in this case, but in general, when a word is a foreign, we don't make it plural. So I assume that euro or euro is a shared word, you know, in entire Europe. So that might be why we just leave it euro. Which they don't do, for example, in Spanish as or in English, but in Italian, no, it's 2 euro or
Right.
5 euro. Yeah, that'll change. That's
Okay.
easier.
Well, that's handy to know because that's just one of those questions. But yeah, it's going to be easy if it's just paying in euros, whether it's 1 euro, 2 euros, 3 euros, etc. It's when there's change as well, and that's where we need to know more numbers, isn't it? Because I'm happy with 50 as 50,
Right.
But cinquanta watt.
Right, good. A lot of people would just say due e 50, so 250. That's a very common way to say it. But if you want to say the full version of it, it would be 2 euro e 50 centesimi. Centesimi would be cents.
Centesimi.
Very good, very good.
Okay.
Un centesimo and then multiple centesimi.
Ah, so that one does have a plural.
That does, yes. It's a hundred and hundreds. It's very hard for me to say, but you can say that
Okay then, right. Okay, so 2 euro, a euro, a 50 centesimi.
Lovely, yes. Or for short, 2 e 50.
I think that's much more preferable. Well, then in that case, then I think we probably need to do more numbers, don't we? So we've got to 10, and now perhaps we should go to 20.
You wanna try it or should I?
Well, I'll try it. Yeah, why not? Okay, so
Go for it.
dieci was 10, then we've got undici, dodici, tredici, quattordici, quindici, sedici, and then it changes, doesn't it? It becomes
Yes, it does. Very
diciassette,
good.
and then diciotto, which is slightly different again, then diciannove with a double N in the middle,
Very good.
and then venti.
Very nice. Yes, I just repeat them. You said them all right. Undici, dodici, tredici, quattordici, two T's, quindici, sedici, diciassette, two S's and two T's, diciotto, two T's, diciannove, two N's, and venti.
Okay, I'm always interested in the eight there with the diciotto, because
Yes.
it's the I and the O in the middle, isn't it? That just becomes an O sound. You don't say diciotto, you say diciotto.
We do. Without that I, it would sound like dicotto, right? It would sound like a K, CO. So that I is basically just used to make it into a ch sound.
Right.
So CI sounds like ch altogether in Italian. So ciotto. Yeah, you almost don't hear it.
Right, and I guess that's a good thing to point out as well, because I think that's something that we'll return to quite a few times, won't we, with the I after the C.
Absolutely. Italian pronunciation is very straightforward, and especially if you compare it to English, it's very simple because we have very few rules and then we stick by those rules. Whereas in English, you don't really have rules in some cases. How do you pronounce the I? Well, it depends, right, on what follows and what's before, on how you feel that day, on where you're from. In Italy, I would say that C and G are the only annoying letters because followed by different vowels, they sound like k. Ch for the C or G, J for the G. Very similarly. But yes, that's the only annoying bit of Italian pronunciation, besides the rolled R. It's the most scary thing that I've ever seen.
But it's interesting though, because it is the C and the G. It's always the C and the G, and we have a similar thing in English as well with the hard C and the hard G, and it is only with the vowels I and E where we have a soft sound in English, and it's the same in Italian where the I and the E make the ch sound, don't they? And the j sound.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the only case. And I think I'm thinking in Latin, I think they only had k and g as sounds. They didn't really have the soft, the sweet, as we say, ci dolce and g dolce, so the ch and j sound. I might be mistaken here. And I think that was added later in more modern languages. So in Italian, that also happened in Spanish, although slightly different, because they have the ch sound, which we don't have in Italian, and they
Yeah.
don't have the j sound, which we do have. So I believe that's why it's kind of common across all languages in Europe, because kind of comes from Latin, but not really, if you know what I mean.
And can I just go back to what you said there? Did you actually say the sweet sound, the e dolci and the g dolci?
Very good. See, we call them C and G dura when it's a K or G sound, hard. And then let's say the informal way to call them is C and G dolce. Dolce means sweet. So it's because it's a sweeter sound to us. I think you have a different name for it in English. But that's the way I was taught in Italian. So I call them dolce.
Yeah, we call it a soft and a hard G and a soft and a hard C, but that's
Right.
yeah, great. Dolce. Right, okay. Fantastic. Thanks for that. Dura and dolce. I like that.
Sure.
Okay. Well then, so we got to 20,
Right.
and then once we know the numbers for 20, 30, 40, 50, everything really is the same. But again, the one and the eight, you don't have 21, you have 21, don't you?
Right, you do, yes. That's and 28 as well. You're
28,
right. You're right. That phenomenon happens in Italian sometimes when we would have 20 and then we would have uno. So the last letter and the first letter are vowels. When that happens, sometimes they become we basically lo lose the last letter, the last vowel of the first noun. So 20 becomes 20, 21, 28, which is very hard to do if it's like 25, for example, because it would sound like 25, right? That's not something you can do if you're Italian. That we're not going to do that. In English, I guess it would not be a huge problem because you're more used to having consonants close to each other. But for us, that's really hard to say. 25, we cannot do so. 25.
Okay, so I've not really considered that. I suppose that makes a lot of sense there, then, that it's when it's the vowels together, isn't it? So if I run through the numbers from 20 to 30, so you've got 21, not 21, because of the two
Yeah.
vowels. So you got 21, then you got 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. Then because of the two vowels again, you got 28, then you got 29.
Yes, absolutely. That's the main reason why. It does not always happen, but when it happens, usually that's the reason. So if you think, for example, just the article, right? It's la mamma, la nonna. But it becomes L apostrophe, for example, for l'Italia, because la Italia, it's a bit harder to say. And Italian was a language that was really built around poetry and around Sunday nights. So when we have things that don't sound good, we try to, well, not we, but our grandparents try to change them into something that sounded nicer to them. So l'Italia and not la Italia.
Italian is a language that was built around poetry. I like that. That's good. That should be on a t should be on a t-shirt, Marco, that.
That's a good idea for merch. We should do some merch.
Italiandiamo, the podcast that was built around poetry.
Beautiful,
Good,
beautiful.
we've got a tagline. I
But
like
yeah,
it.
that's the main reason, though. That's the main reason why we have weird things. For example, the lo article sometimes in the masculine form, right? As opposed to il, to say lo zio for the same reason. Il zio would be hard to say for us. So lo zio is simpler. And so that's what happened probably 500 years ago. I have no idea when, but it's obviously, it was not me. When people complain about these articles, you know, when my students complain, I always say, I didn't decide that. Sorry, I'm just following the rules.
Excellent. Okay. So should we do the tens then? We've got
Yeah, go for
20.
it. We got to 29, so 29, so.
Okay. So then just to continue from there then, so we've got trenta, which is 30,
Okay.
40, 50, 60. I always get these two the wrong way around. So I'm gonna it's 60, then
Yeah, this is
70.
Santa.
Yeah. And I guess you can remember that because S comes before T in the middle. So you got 60, then 70, then 80, then 90, and then obviously thinking about what you split your euros into, it's cento.
Cento, very good, very good. Yeah, centesimo, obviously, it's the same origin, the same root as cento, because it's always 100. In one case, it's 100, in one case, it's 1 out of 100, but it's the same idea.
Right.
And just to repeat them once again, 30, 40, 50, 60, two S's, 70, two T's, 80, two T's, 90, and 100.
Very good. Excellent.
Lovely, lovely. Yes, and I would say that in general, Italian numbers are not too annoying. I used to study German, and they do this weird thing where when they want to say 95, they say like 5 and 90 or something like that. They flip them, which has always been very, very confusing to I mean, I would not count past 10 basically ever because it was just too complicated. So for us, it's not too bad, you know, it's a bit easier. But let me ask you a question about numbers, Martin. Would you use them as masculine, feminine, singular, plural? Because we know how to say the number of things, but if you want to say like 20 puppies, for example, or 20 carrots, how would you say that 20? Would you change it? Would you make it different?
You're asking me something there that is making me think about it, but as far as I've always been aware, numbers don't change, do they?
That's correct. And the only one that does change is one. That's why I'm asking you. One is the annoying one because you would say, for example, un figlio, but you would say una figlia, right? And in some cases, you might even hear the plural of one, which is very rare, but in some occurrence, you could hear, for example, gli uni e gli altri, the ones and the others, as in both groups. So uno is the only one that will be changing a little bit, although generally speaking, that's not really a problem. I mean, this is something people don't really think about a lot because they just say uno una and they don't really figure out that it's masculine and feminine. But it's a thing, so you gotta worry about that.
I guess that's because your language, I suppose, similar to French and Spanish, one is the same word as a, isn't it? As the indefinite article, whereas we have a different word for one and for a. So I understand why that happens, but yeah, I suppose it's not really something that gets discussed.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was hearing a joke about that, but in the, I don't know, it was like a video on YouTube or something. It was about Spanish, but it applies in Italian as well. And it was someone who was learning Spanish and was saying, you know, I always have a problem when I have to say, I need one carrot, and I don't know if I need to say uno, una, or how to make it, you know, the right way. But I figured out how to solve it. And then the other person asks, how do you do that? And he says, well, I just ask for 2 carrots. That's a bit more expensive, but that's easier. So in case you're in doubt and you don't know how to say una macchina, you can say due macchine. That's easier.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
So
No,
sorry, I built a lot of expectation around this joke. That was it.
that's great. I love that. I have a joke that's just reminded me of as well. And okay, so why don't French people have more than one egg for breakfast? One egg's enough.
We're learning stuff today.
We really are. Well, let's stay with the one then, because we've said cento is 100,
Yes.
and you would think that it would be cento e uno, but clearly it can't be because it's such a difficult thing to say, isn't it? So is it centuno? Is that right?
Let's say that you can say that a few different ways. Cento e uno, although the most common would be cento uno, cento uno. The OU sound in Italian is not probably as hard to say. I don't know, but we say cento uno. Cento uno is not really common, but again, we're kind of getting into, let's say, territory where everything goes. Cento uno would be the most common.
Right, Cetuno. I didn't know that. Okay, that's good. I've learned some. I like it when I learn something as well. This is great. So then
That's it.
everything else, surely after 100, follows the same rule as it did in the first 100.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you would have 102, 103, and basically you take 100 and attach the number onto it. That's fairly simple. So, you know, try a couple of weird numbers like 125. How would you say something like that?
Okay, so 125, which has
Very
got
good.
a lot of ch sounds in there, but I guess 138 as well, 138.
There you go, 138. Yeah,
Right.
because the same rule applies with the 21, 28, 31, 32 we were talking about.
So that goes all the way up then, and then so 100 was 100, 200,
200.
200. So it doesn't become 220.
No, it does not. Correct. Again, I apologize, but it's not my fault. I didn't decide that. It's always the same for cento. It is not though for mille. So it would have cento, 200, 300, 400, and so forth, all the way to 900. But then for 1,000, it does change when it's 1,000 or more than 1,000. Do you know the difference there?
Well, 1,000 is mille, and the
Mille,
reason I
very
know
good.
that is because grazie mille.
Grazie mille,
And I think the
Alex.
first time I ever heard that, it was Pavarotti saying it during the World Cup. Grazie mille, so everyone knows that. But then mille becomes mila, doesn't it?
Very
So
good, very good. Mille,
duemila,
2000, yes. So mille
which,
has two L's,
yeah.
whereas 2000 is only one L.
But that I don't know any other time in Italian where a word that ends in an E, a noun that ends in an E, then becomes an A in the plural.
So I always say that the weirdest with that is body parts, because in that case we have a lot of times in which a singular and masculine and the plural is feminine, and things happen in very weird ways. So un braccio, masculine; due braccia, feminine. It's kind of weird, but in general, yes, it's very rare, and I guess it has to do with Latin. Because when something is weird in Italian, you can blame the Romans all the time. Like it's the go-to escape, scapegoat. It's their fault. They messed up something, and then we just had to roll with it. So I'm going to take a safe guess and say it's probably the Romans that did something wrong.
Right, I'm writing down lots of t-shirt ideas during this episode. I've got another one here. Then he said, "I apologize, but it's not my fault." That would look good on a t-shirt. And also, blame the Romans. It's probably their fault.
That is brilliant. I love the last one. I love the last one. It would look great with a little icon of a Roman, maybe saying some Italian nonsense, and that would make a lot of sense.
Brilliant, brilliant. I'm looking forward to this match. It's going to be superb, superb. Okay, mille, we've got mille, duemila, etc. Then it does it never change again then? It doesn't change for 10,000. I guess you just have diecimila.
Yeah. 10.000, very good. And
Okay.
the same goes for 20.000, 30.000. And even if you try to put together mila, so 1,000 and 100, for example, like 1,500, or 2,500, so we have the mila, 2.000, 500, 3.000, 400. It just keeps adding on. Nothing really changes once you get the basic rule. You can do every number up to 990,000, so up to 1,000,000, where things change again, but that's a simple change.
Right, okay, and million is milione.
Very good. And you do need a number before it, so 1 milione,
Ah, okay.
2 milioni.
Right, so milione also has a plural then, like thousand, like mille has a plural. Okay.
Correct. It's simpler plural though, because 1 milione, 2 milioni, that makes more sense. It's
That does.
more standard masculine noun, I guess.
That makes sense, so we won't blame the Romans for that then.
We will not blame the Romans. That was probably us.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Well, I guess perhaps that's a good idea then to say that maybe in the next episode we could use. I'm just thinking about what you said about the with the thousands and then the numbers afterwards. The only time you'd actually probably use that, or the most common use of that, would be with years. So perhaps we could in the next episode talk about dates and move on to perhaps time as well and everything that goes with that.
That sounds great. Yeah, otherwise you do not really often say thousands, unless you're rich, in which case, but it's not my problem, so I don't really use the thousands to talk about my bank account. But yeah, we can talk about years and months and days of the week and all that. That's definitely, I would say, something that is not super important when you travel, because you don't care too much about the date, but maybe you need to be at the airport, on a specific day, and they tell you, I need to understand what that day is, or you're gonna miss your flight.
That's a very good point. Well, before we go then, is there any way that people could practice these in a like a practical way while, for the next week?
Something, Martin, that you told me stuck with me, which is it's very hard to count backwards. So we all can count, 1 to 10, but can you count from 10 to 1, or to 20 to 1, or 100 to 1? So that I would say is something that could be really interesting. Or another way could be try to count but skip a number. So you could do follow the rule of the 2, 2, 4, 6, 8. Or of the 3, 3, 6, 9, and so forth. So try to play around with numbers a little bit, and try to be quick at remembering what comes next. I would say, good exercises would involve these kind of games.
Absolutely, I'm wholeheartedly behind that. I think quick recognition is really important with numbers. And yeah, and it's a good party piece. It's one of those things that you could say to your friends, you know, if anyone says, "Oh, has anyone got a real skill?" That you could say, "Yes, I can count backwards from 100 in fives in Italian."
I mean, you get a beautiful free from me if you do that. So that's definitely something you should learn and try and do in Italy. That would be pretty impressed. Or even outside of Italy, that would work as well. Even more probably. But you learn that, and then you figure out when to use it.
Brilliant. I think the very least, if people can try and count backwards from 10 to 1, I think it's a real skill, is that?
Absolutely, because I think that the most amount of numbers you will hear are usually smaller numbers. So being quick at telling what is 2 and what is 12, for example, when you hear them, or where you want to say them, that would be very, very useful. So try to practice a lot. I would say 0 to 20 is what you need. And then above that, it's not as common anymore. But the 0 to 20 you will hear a lot, especially if you travel, want to buy something, you want to ask how much is a bottle of water, 15 euros or whatever that is in a tourist place. So you should know that. You should know the low numbers at least very well.
Excellent, perfetto. Okay then, Marco. Well, in that case, then we'll say our goodbyes and alla prossima.
Very good. So ci vediamo presto all'episodio numero 3. To the episode number 3.
Arrivederci.
A presto!